Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, do, do, do.
I know you see somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
iCarly, who watched that? Who watched that as a kid? So I was a Nickelodeon kid, watched Zoe 101, iCarly, then transferred to Disney Channel and my life changed. Hannah Montana, you know it. Anyway, hi, off topic, but that wee theme song just came to me because same kind of vibes, channeling my inner Fred. Hi guys, and welcome to Rollercoasting. I'm your host, Megano, and thank you so much for joining me today. No, genuinely, guys, like genuinely, gen up. Thanks for being here. I just went on to check there out of curiosity my Spotify stats, right? So basically that tells me like how many people are listening to it, if it's doing absolute pish or not. I went to check something I don't often check, because when you do check and you see that they're not really what you want them to be, it is a wee bit demotivating. But I just went and checked and it says stars. I don't really know what that means. I'm assuming the amount of people who've ever pressed play or how many times play has been pressed. And it's at 102,727. What? What the hell? I can't believe that. That is amazing to me. Grand scheme of things, I don't know, maybe not that much, but for wee Megano for Glasgow, that's absolute tip-top. So thank you guys from the absolute bottom of my heart. Let's have a wee catch-up, because why not, before we get into this week's episode. I'll be honest with you guys, I will not beat around the bush here. For the past couple of weeks, probably even months, to be honest, I've hit a bit of a slump. A creative slump, motivational slump, just a big fat S-L-U-M-P slump. Remember flumps? The marshmallow sweets? Oh my god, they're divine. Must get my hands on a flump. But for now, we're talking about a slump. So, this job, right? It's actually quite hard to explain because, oh my god, this job is my life. Like, I live, breathe, whatever you want to call that I'm doing right now, influencing, content creation, whatever. I love this so much, and I genuinely can't think of something I'd rather be doing. And that's, well, what a statement that is. Like, I'm in such a privileged position, and god do I know it. But the cons of this job is you can honestly be your own worst enemy. Like, you can think you're doing so shit, you compare yourself to everybody else, and you actually just start to think, why am I bothering? Why am I bothering anymore? But that was the past tense. The present tense, I am really good right now. I feel like I've been through a couple of overwhelming weeks and they've came to an end and things are just really looking up. I actually got exciting news this morning. Exciting. It's nothing major, so don't be like, oh my god, this lassie's doing like something huge for a big brand. Like, it's not major, but it's something I'm personally really excited about. Fingers crossed that goes well. I mean, I hope I don't say that and it falls through. That'd be embarrassing. But things are feeling good right now. I feel like I'm in a good position with work. I was at IRL on Sunday there. So that's like my management. So I'm part of Aquarius Creative, right? And my management held this big event for something I also can't tell you about. But they had this event, and days like that, so that along with Girlies Are Out, mine and Molly's wee business, days like that honestly remind me that my life right now is so good. I cannot complain. I'm in a really fortunate position that I just love being in. Like, the amount of people, like, the amount of you guys come up saying, like, ah, roller coasting, you're saying hi, you just made me feel like a million bucks. And I actually can't thank you enough. It gives me that, like, drive and motivation to keep going on the days that I think, should I just give this all up? So, thank you so much, guys. You've been the absolute world to me, and I could cry thinking about it. Whew. Anyway, sob story over. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really, really happy, motivated. Let's go. So this is episode number 16. So what? I'm going to make, I don't know if I said this before. I think I said it like on Instagram, but not on here, which didn't make a lot of sense. But I think I'm going to make 20 episodes per season. So this is 16 out of 20 of season one. Who would have thought? We're going strong, guys. So for this week's episode, I thought we'd do a wee game of Would You Rather?
Oh, yeah. Would you
rather? So over on at Roller Coasting Podcast Instagram page, I popped up a wee question box and asked my riders, that's you guys, to ask me some would you rather questions, and I'm just going to go through them and answer that. It's a nice wee chilled one, wee funny one, nothing too serious. I'm thinking more serious episode next week, but that's next week's problem, okay? But on that note, just make sure you're following at Roller Coasting Podcast on Instagram, or else you can't interact. And that's just silly. Anyway, let's go. Guys, some of these would you rather's, yous have really went in on me here. These are hard. Let's start with an easy one, right? First one, be chronically overdressed or always underdressed? I would rather be chronically overdressed. I feel like for my personality, it makes sense. Am I pure bigging myself up? Hey, cringe. No, but like, I'd rather be able to make a joke of something than being like, oh shit, I'm underdressed. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather like have like a plant growing out my head and, I don't know, like baguettes of shoes. Like, I feel like I could get away with that more than I could get away with being really, really underdressed. So I'd definitely go overdressed. Also, I don't actually think there's any such thing as being overdressed. Like, you dress how you want to be. But I do believe you can be underdressed. So I'll definitely go with chronically overdressed. I actually think that'd be quite the hoot. Baguette for shoes. How did I get on board with that? That is brilliant, Megan. Right, we're already jumping in with a absolute mind boggler. Would you rather have a kid right now or never have kids? Oh my God. Oh my God, that is a really, really difficult one for me to answer. Oh, see, this is the thing, right? I think this shocks some people. I am the least maternal person right now. I'm not saying forever, because I 100% want to be a mum one day. Like, I can wait. I was going to say I can't wait. That's completely false. I do look forward to the day that me and Callum are mums and dads and we have wee kids, because I know that Callum would be the best dad ever. Like, I know he will. I'm so confident in it. And I know I'd be a good mum. But right now, I can't think of anything worse. Like, oh no, 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 no babies. Please God, nobody be putting nobody put any babies in my womb. Let's leave the womb empty for just now. She's suffering enough with old time of the month. We don't need to add a wane into the mix. I honestly don't know, but oh God, it wouldn't. I know Callum really wants to be a dad. I really want to be a mum. I feel scared saying it in case I talk it into existence. I don't know. But that'd be awful if I could never have a kid. Like, I'll definitely want one in my 30s. Do you know what I mean? Oh, Christ. I'm going at an 8. Oh, please. Right. Touch Hollywood. Nobody jinx me. Nobody, nothing. Right. If it was a serious question I had to answer right now, I'd have to take it the now, wouldn't I? And Kate would need to help me out big time, because I'm sorry. I've got shit to be doing. What a terrible question that was. Oh, right, this one might shock you. So, listen to only 5 songs on repeat or watch only 5 movies on repeat? Oh, I have to pick between them. I'd go with the songs, definitely. I actually don't really care. No, that's not true, because I love Disney films. I'm not really like a movie watcher. I'm actually not a TV watcher. My TV is very rarely on, whereas I always listen to music in the car. So I would really need it for the car. But see, only five songs, that doesn't bother me. Guys, I'm a serial repeater of music. Like, I actually always listen to the same songs. Let me try and think of the five songs I listen to the most all the time. Best of Both Worlds, Hannah Montana, obviously. What else do I listen to all the time? Justin Bieber, Baby, absolute classic. Ariana Grande, Seven Rings. I listen to that when I'm trying to channel like my inner bougie, like rich bitch attitude, which I'm not, but maybe one day. What else do I listen to? Oh, I always listen to my podcast song, which is called, I wasn't revealing this for so long because I was worried someone would nick it, but I think if anyone nicked it, it'd be blatantly obvious. So it's called Not Gonna Wake Up. So the song that's at the start of this podcast, you know, life goes up and it goes down. Do, do. I know my mom taught me that. That's called Not Gonna Wake Up, and it's by Mia Pifferman and Mind Me. It's an absolute banger. And what is one more song that I always listen to? Oh, I'll tell you what song I've been listening to. Oh, there's two. Oh my God. Actually, I do listen to an array of songs, but all the time on the same. So I'd say another song I've really been listening to right now is I Lived by One Republic. Random, I know, but the lyrics, they're dead like, I don't know. They really resonate with my life. They're really, really nice lyrics. Oh, would you rather make very little money being an influencer, but have everybody like you and support you, or be extremely wealthy, but also be extremely disliked and controversial? For the sheer fact that I'm such a sensitive soul and cry the minute anybody says boo to me, I'd have to go with make very little money, but have everyone like me. But if I made like very little money, I'd obviously need another job, but that's fine. I'd rather that. See, at the same time, like, money isn't everything. Like, obviously I want money and I want as much of it as possible. Like, who doesn't? And that's what I'm kind of striving for, I suppose. That's why we all work. But money honestly isn't everything. As long as you've got enough to live, like, fine. Like, that's more than enough. I know obviously this question is having very little. I'm assuming making like 2 pence a month or something. But I'd definitely rather be liked than have money. What's the point in having money if nobody likes you in my eyes? I know some people generally probably wouldn't care. Like, people are like, I don't care. I'd rather cry being a millionaire. And fair enough. But no, I'd have to go with being more liked, because I'm just too much of a shite bag. I couldn't deal. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who don't like me. That's something I have a hard time understanding, but I'm sure that's an absolute fact. Actually, I know it's an absolute fact. Let's be honest here. But if everybody disliked me, oh no, I'm sorry. Like, my brain could never put up with that. So we're going to go with very little money and have everyone like me. Woo! Oh, be telepathic or psychic. Right, guys, I'm choking to go to the psychic centre. Do you know what I'll do? Right, what I'll do after this, I will book an appointment at a psychic, with a psychic. I could just go to the wee one at my old work, which, by the way, if you're from Glasgow, is in Cessnock. Just Google like Cessnock Psychic Centre, it should come up. I could go there because you can just show up and it's not very dear. But I feel like I should book one who's like a wee bit more pricey and has like really, really good reviews. I have been meaning to do that for ages. I've not seen one since before lockdown. I used to actually go quite a lot. Excuse me. Oh, you silly goat. That reminded me of the wee, you know, the wee goat that goes, I used to go quite frequently with my old work. So I'm definitely dying to go again. But what I'll do, right, I'll go to one, and then I will do a podcast episode on it. Oh, how fun is that? Although, what if she tells me stuff I don't want to share? No, I've committed to it now. We'll do that, right? Oh my God, how fun. But would I want to be psychic myself? Psychic is seeing the future, really, isn't it? Probably not, because what if I seen something bad? And I also quite like, which is contradicting because I said I want to go to a psychic, but if I was psychic myself, what if I could see like how I was going to die, like when my friends and family are going to die? Like, what if I seen bad things? I'd just be living in like permanent doom. Whereas I know if I go to a psychic, they only tell you good things. Also, I quite enjoy like the shock of life. Like I like things that surprise you in life. But I suppose I'd go with being telepathic. What is telepathic? Is that when you can read people's minds? Oh, aye, that'd be actually quite useful. So we'll go with telepathic. Podcast or YouTube? I'll answer, I don't know if you mean what do I prefer doing or what do I prefer watching. So I'll answer both. I actually can't pick, because the thing is, I think I do both the same amount of each other. So, because the thing is, the people I watch on YouTube actually also have podcasts. Like Sophia and Shinsia, YouTube and podcast. Olivia Neal, YouTube and podcast. Emma Chamberlain, oh, well, she's not on YouTube. Emma Dalt. I know she is doing this for her own mental health. Obviously, I know that because I listen to all her podcasts, number one fan. And I'm very, very proud of her for doing that. Go queen. Always put your mind first. But I do hope one day she manages to find a healthy balance, because her videos are just like the ultimate comfort videos for me. Like, I could just watch her talk about, talk about paint drying, because she is just the best. But anyway, I do both equally. I say I listen to podcasts, and I love podcasts because I can listen to them like driving or when I'm cleaning my room. Like, you can be productive whilst you listen to a podcast. But then I love YouTube for when I'm like in bed at the end of the day with a wee cup of tea. Me and Calum always watch YouTube together, so I love doing both equally. I get the same amount of enjoyment from both. What ones do I prefer doing? Do I prefer recording my podcast or making YouTube videos? Again, I'd say it's equal. I was saying for a while there, recording my podcast is my favourite thing to do, and it is, but I think it's because this is just for fun. Like, I don't get paid to do this, whereas some of my YouTube videos are paid ads, and they're more work, and then when there's work involved, obviously a bit of the fun comes away, because you need to, like, follow rules, you need to say certain things, you need to be mindful of certain things. So I would say the podcast definitely took over for a while, but when I'm just filming like actual vlogs, like doing whatever I want, I love YouTube so much. I'm so, so passionate about it. So I actually can't pick. Sorry. Oh my God, this is an actual no-brainer. Somebody said, would you rather eat Nando's every day for all meals or never eat Nando's again? If I could eat Nando's every day for every meal, I would be the happiest person on this planet. That is my dream situation. I love Nando's. Oh, like, Nando's is me and Calum's love language, I swear, honestly. I go to Nando's at least once a week, maybe twice. I'm spending an alarming amount of money there, but I can't stop. I won't stop. And what is this as well, right? Because me and Calum go to Nando's all the time. Whenever I go, like, my friends or, like, other people just be like, Nando's is so overrated. And I'm like, you don't hear that about anybody else. See, if I was going for McDonald's, I can guarantee you not a single person would say the words, McDonald's are overrated. I'm not asking you to go to Nando's. I am spending my hard-earned money on it. Why do you need to tell me your invalid opinion? Nando's is not overrated. People who say it's just chicken and chips, correct. But Burger King is just burgers and chips. It doesn't mean it's not nice. Like, the way Nando's cook and caress and love and cherish that chicken is just in a way that I could never, ever do myself. Oh my God. Do you know something that will make me know that I have made it in life? If I ever get a Nando's black card, I'm not being funny, but I definitely deserve one. I think I must be up there with someone who goes to Nando's like the most in this world. Tell me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. But Nando's, if you ever find yourself listening to this, or if you work in Nando's, if you have any contacts in Nando's, if you know Mr. Nando's yourself, please let him know that Megana Welsh, host of Roller Coaster Podcast, is patiently waiting on her black card. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm getting an absolute scary graphic here. Have teeth for toes or toes for teeth? Right, well, I'll tell you what I don't want. Toes for teeth. Imagine me smiling, toes for teeth. I didn't pay for Invisalign to not have these gorgeous straight teeth. I am definitely going to go with the teeth for toes. I actually do have weird toes. I mean, I personally think they look fine, but everyone's like, whoa, your feet are so pointy. They look so odd. Look at Megan's feet. And I'm like, well, yeah, they're pointy, but they look fine to me. However, my toenails, oh, they're a whole different story. I've told you this before, guys. My toenails are in some nick. They're paper thin. They don't go straight. My big one, the one that's got like loads of trauma to it, poor soul, is sunken. They're an absolute mess, like, honestly. So it actually wouldn't really bother me having wee teeth down there. As long as they're straight and they're white, that's absolutely fine by me. I'd take the teeth for toes. Oh, come on you. Eat slugs or eat worms for a whole year. What? What? I mean, that's basically eating the same thing, although one's a wee bit chunkier than the other. But then the other one's longer. Oh. I don't know if you know what I'm saying here. Worms. Like the things that slide along the ground. W-O-R-M-S. I know us Glaswegians say that a bit funny. Eat slugs or eat worms. Oh my Christ. I'm terrified. Sorry, I'm walking. I have the worst gag reflexes. Actually, I'm putting up a YouTube video. It should be up before the podcast is up, hopefully, of me and Calum doing the spicy noodle challenge. And I just have the worst gag reflexes. All it takes is somebody saying a word and that is me. I'm off. I can't stop boking. But I'm really, really scared of both slugs and worms. Oh, God. Do you know, there's this story. Oh my God, there's this story. Actually, there's a couple of stories. So there's this one I'll never forget, even though it was so long ago, right? So I must have been in like primary three. So that would have made me primary one, I was five, primary two, six, seven. I would have been 7 years old, right? So that was a long time ago. I'm nearly 24. Hey, I'm 24 next month. So 7 years old, long, long time ago. And I was walking on a school trip. I don't know where we were, like some castle or something. I'm walking, right? And I used to have this thing where wherever I'd walk, I'd like drag my hand along and just like touch whatever I was walking past. I don't know why. Anyway, just at one with nature, really. So I was doing that, doing my usual. So I'm walking, hand is beside me, just dragging along the wall. All's fine. It's all just concrete, grit, whatever you call that stuff. And then I feel this new texture. I thought, instantly, ew. It was slimy. It was wet. It was thick. I looked round. My hand was on a slug. Oh! Yuck, yuck, yuck. Oh my God. I'm in turmoil thinking about it. I was on the slug. And I was so shy when I was in schools. So I didn't want to make a scene, but also I was like, in my head, like, kill me, slug. Actual stroke. I petted a slug like you would a dog. And then, going back, this must have been like 5 years ago or something. I have very sensitive feet, right? Like the soles of my feet are so, so sensitive. Like I can't even walk on sand. I can't, just anything at all hurts the soles of my feet. I always have to have socks and slippers on, right? But I ran out the back garden, I think, to get Harry because he was up to no good. And the fence in our garden used to have like a gap in it. So you had to like be careful he didn't run away like when he was younger. So I quickly sprint out, being the good big sister to Harry that I am. Sprint out in my bare feet on a slug. Oh no! Barefoot to the slug. Oh, that sends shivers up my spine. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Had a terrible experience with slugs. But also, if I'd done the same to worms, I'd have the same reaction. The only thing I'm thinking is worms tend to be a lot skinnier than slugs. Imagine biting one. How people go on I'm a Celeb and do those bush tucker trials is beyond me. These people deserve to win, what you call those, MBE awards? Is that what they're called? Or they deserve to have Sir, or I don't know what the female version of that is. These people deserve a lot more recognition than they get, honestly. Oh, I'm going to need to go with the worms. Oh my God, no way. This question follows up. Would you rather go on I'm a Celeb or Love Island? I'm going to say go on I'm a Celeb. One, because I'm in a long-term relationship, which I don't intend on ending. But even if I was single, don't think I could go on Love Island. I think it must be so fun, like going on holiday for what, 8 or 10 weeks is it? Living in that villa, like meeting all your new friends, getting a gorgeous suntan. It must be really, really fun. And the opportunities you get on the back of that, obviously for someone like me, then that's like the dream. But I don't think I could go on Love Island just because the way we watch Love Island, like everyone's on Twitter slagging everyone who walks into that villa, then also like having to be like pure flirty on TV. Oh, that's my idea of hell. I don't even know how to flirt not on TV. And then what if I got rejected? Like imagine I pure fancied someone, he actually pied me on TV. No, I'm sorry, I just wouldn't be able to handle that, I don't think. I'm a Celeb, I'd love to go on, even though I've just told you how scared I am of slugs and worms. But I'm a Celeb, I've always watched that since I was a wee girl. I'm obsessed with Ant and Dec. I just think that would be unbelievable. It'd be so hard and I'd be terrible on it. I'd probably be like Gemma Collins, but I'd give it my best, but I think I'd be pretty shite. But I'd love to go on I'm a Celeb. Honestly, like Ant and Dec, if you're listening, I'm ready when you are. Marry rich or make your own money? I was going to say, I think that goes without saying, but actually people do like set out to marry rich people, don't they? I always would rather make my own money. Obviously, like if your husband was rich, I'm sure that would be lovely and it'd be a big bonus, but I'd rather have my own money. Like I enjoy like working, I enjoy like seeing money in my own bank. Like I wouldn't want to have to like go to my husband all the time, like, can I have money to go and buy this or go do this? Like, I'll enjoy making more money. I enjoy being independent.
Boss ass bitch.
I mean, if Calum becomes rich, then yes, love, great. But definitely have more money. I love the independence it gives you. I love, like, your drive. I love, like, being motivated to make money. I think that's, like, a good thing to do on your own. And I mean, your marriage could always go tits up. Burn me, you could get a divorce, and if you've not signed one of those prenup things, do you sign a prenup so you keep your money? Who knows? I don't really know much about marriage. But imagine you got divorced, then you'd be skinto. Oh, definitely make more money. Oh, this girl knows how to put me in a pickle. She said, dress in black forever or give away all of your cuddly toys. Oh, that is a right pickle you've put me in. I actually have started, I don't know if anybody's noticed, if you follow me on Instagram, I have started to introduce dribs and drabs of black. I have started wearing small amounts of black clothes. And honestly, I'm fine with it. Like, sometimes it's an absolute necessity to wear some black that you can then jazz up with some colour. So I should have done that sooner. But wearing all black forever, that is something I'd really struggle with. Also, side note, not to get morbid, but whenever my time comes and you guys are at my funeral, can we not do black, please? I'd actually be turning in my grave. I want you all in colour, right? Just keep that in mind, everyone. But I couldn't get rid of my cuddly toys. If you can see my bed right now, if you follow me on Instagram or YouTube, you probably have seen it. But I have a lot of cuddly toys. I know it's probably borderline weird because I'm going to be 24 and I have probably at least 24 cuddly toys on my bed right this second. I don't know when I'm going to grow out of that. I've always been, I'm sure you can imagine, a big cuddly toy girl, like ever since I was a baby. I really don't see that ever leaving. I do imagine to be, you know, 50 years of age with all these cuddly toys. Even Callum was saying, like, when we're in Disneyland, I was like, oh, how fun is it going to be? Like, when we have kids and we bring them here and, like, we go and pick toys for, like, me and the kids. And he was like, if our kids don't like cuddly toys, like, you are going to force them. I was like, you're not wrong there, son. They will need to love cuddly toys. They need to. I actually couldn't give away my cuddly toys. A lot of my cuddly toys as well have meaning. Like, they're gifts from Callum, they're gifts from my friends. Like, I just couldn't say goodbye to them. That is criminal. And what kind of cuddly toy mum does that make me if I pick wearing colour over keeping them? So as tough as that is, I'd need to be dressed like I'm going to a funeral every single day if it means keeping all of my children. Ew. Somebody said, eat mayo with things for the rest of your life or eat ketchup. I do not like ketchup or mayo. I actually don't really like sauce. Like, I'll tell you the condiments I do like. I like sweet chili sauces. I like some barbecue sauces, but some are like really overpowering and smoky. And the smell of barbecue sauce is actually rancid. Love piri sauce from Nando's. Is that what it's called? Piri sauce? Piri hot sauce? I don't know. Nando's sauce. That's probably it. Oh, I do like Southwest sauce from Subway, which is quite surprising. But that's orange, so that's okay. In particular, I'm terrified of white sauce. Like, the likes of salad cream. Ugh. What else? Like, see, like, sour chive and cream. Oh my God, that is boofing. No, I'm really, really strongly against white sauce, actually. Ketchup, also don't like it. And it's because this girl I knew when I was young used to always eat ketchup, and it would always be, like, round the side of her mouth and, like, sometimes on her top and, like, dripping down her. Ooh, gives me heebie-jeebies. Oh, but I think I'm more against mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, what is that? Like, eggs or something? Like, runny eggs or something? Ugh, yuck. Oh, I really, really don't like this question at all. But if I had to pick, it'd be ketchup. But really, I'm not going to eat it. Oh my, this is actually quite sad. Live forever or live the best 10 years of your life. Oh. So, I don't know if you know this about me. I have a real fear of one, dying, and two, getting old. Like, see, being that age, so I have this thing where I actually can't drive past, walk past, or just even, like, witness an old person without getting upset. The old person is probably fine, and is probably looking at me thinking, why is this bitch crying at me? But I just feel really, really bad for anyone who's old, and I don't know why. I just think they're so, like, they look really frail, and they're not as mobile, and I'm worried they're lonely. Oh my God, I'm going to end up getting upset. I'm so annoying. I actually cry ridiculous amounts. I don't know how I've got any tears left in my eye sockets, seriously. But yeah, I get really emotional when I see old people, particularly on their own. It's nice when you see, like, an old couple together. It still makes me cry, but, like, at least it's, like, wholesome. But an old person on their own, like, literally ruins my day. Can old people stop hanging about by themselves? Seriously, it makes me really sad. So yeah, I actually have terrible fear of getting old and dying, but I suppose that kind of works in my favour. But I mean, I don't want to die in 10 years. What would I be then? 33? Dying at 33? Oh my God, that'd be a dying shame. But I also don't want to live forever, because if I live forever and all my friends, all my family, Callum, my dog, all died, then what'd be the point in living? Like, I would not want to live a life without the people I'm living my life with right now. So I'm going to go with the live my best 10 years, but that would be really, really sad to think I've only got 10 years left on the planet. But no, I don't want to live forever. Don't want to live forever. Is that a song? Christ, these are all quite morbid, but this is one people always ask, isn't it? No, when you die or how you die. Oh, I don't think I've ever been able to answer that, because if I knew when I was going to die, I'd just be, like, waiting on it. And what if it's, like, tomorrow? I'd be, like, in a pure panic. Like, how the hell am I going to do everything I want to do before tomorrow? Like, that's just impossible. But having a date, it's like you'd always just be thinking like, oh God, that's one day closer. Knowing how you die, what if it's something awful? Then I'm just going to live my life in fear. Oh, what an awful question that is. Why do we ask that all the time? I think I deep this too much. I feel like I'm actually about to, if I say one, I'm going to find out. I'm not, am I? Right, let's go with the know how I'll die, because knowing when, I'd just be counting down the minutes and that's just no way to live. What? Did I give off, like, dependent on alcohol vibes? Somebody said give up food or give up alcohol. Obviously give up alcohol. I mean, I love being drunk. I love going out and getting drunk with my friends, but I mean, I would not be able to function without food, would I? Definitely give up the alcohol. God, did I give off those vibes? Oh, crisps or chocolate. Oh, I feel like people normally have a solid favourite. Like, they can answer that within, like, 2 seconds. I love both. I love both equally. I probably do reach for chocolate more because I always crave chocolate, whereas I rarely crave crisps. I rarely go down and I'm like, where is the crisps? Whereas I'm always down like, why is there no chocolate? But I love crisps so much. Some of my favourite crisps are Monster Munch Pickled Onion, Thai Sweet Chili Sensations, obviously, who doesn't love them? Flaming Hot Monster Munch, Prawn Cocktail Quavers, love them. Actually, I love so many crisps. Salt and Vinegar Hula Hoops, they're good. I love loads crisps, and it'd be a sad life without crisps, I tell you that. But I feel like I could not live without chocolate. Imagine being on your period and not being able to eat chocolate. Oh no, I'm sorry, we're gonna need to go with the chocolate, absolutely. Right, let's finish up with one last question. Let's see, what should we do? What should we do? This is a horrendous one. Oh my God, you're savage. Never be able to speak to your friends again and have Calzo, or have to break up with him and keep your friends. She did finish it by saying, love the podcast, so thank you very much, but God, what a savage question. I can't answer that. I can't answer that. No. I'm not saying that as in I can't answer it, I can't say it out loud. I genuinely can't answer because I do 100% plan on being with Callum for the rest of my life. I'm going to marry him. I'm going to have his babies, hopefully. I have a big fear of being infertile? Anyway, save that for another day. But I actually, like, I categorically could not live without my friends. My friends are my everything. I love them so much. I couldn't possibly give them up, but also I'm not going to be giving up Calzo, so hands off, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot pick. We'll finish off with a really nice answer, right? Calum is the love of my life. I'm going to marry him. I love him to bits. He is the softest, most loveliest, most cutest, big cuddly bear ever, and I was meant to meet him in Cushion that night. And my friends are also the most caring, most considerate, most funniest, good vibes people roaming this earth. And if it wasn't for Calzo and all my friends, I wouldn't be half the Megano I am today. And this is a big shout out to all yous. I love yous so, so, so much. And I can't wait to live forever. Not forever. Until we die.
Oh my God, how morbid.
I just can't wait to spend my whole life with yous. Yous are absolute legends. Thanks for making my life complete. And that brings us to the end of today's game of Would You Rather. Would you rather? Imagine I was at a game show host. Oh, that's an absolute backup plan. I would love to be a TV presenter. I was saying this to somebody recently because she was like, is there anything like you haven't done yet? Like, obviously you've started your podcast like quite recently. Like, is there anything else you're thinking I'd like to do that? And I was like, I don't think so. Like, obviously I have like goals within the things I'm doing right now. But then I was like, no, wait, I'd love to be a TV presenter or like a radio host. How do I go about that, guys? Would love that so much. But that brings us to the end of today's episode. Episode 16 is done and dusted. Thank you so, so much for listening. Just to reiterate, honestly, thanks for listening. I actually can see on the stats I was talking about, like, how many, like, each episode gets, like, listens, and it's really consistent. So thank you so much, guys. That actually means the whole world to me and more. I just feel really, really fortunate to be doing what I'm doing. Really, really lucky girl. And I just would never have thought this would be my life. So just really enjoying it. And I can't thank you guys enough. So I'll see you again here next week. Be there or be square. Remember to follow at Rollercoaster Podcast on Instagram so you can interact like today's episode. Also follow Rollercoaster wherever it is you listen to your podcast so you do not miss a single episode. Have a lovely week. Have a lovely weekend. Have a lovely life. I'll see you next week. I love you. Goodbye.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little. And we keep track of time, being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown, before the clock runs out.